Very good evening, 6 o'clock. Welcome to Access Radio Evening News Bulletin. I'm Emmanuel Malice Richard, but first, the headlines. Citylink Africa operations suspended after plane crash. Morobo County Commissioner dissolves Tractor Management Committee. And Central Bank engages Agriculture Ministry on cooperatives. And now the news in details. Citylink Africa operations have been suspended following a fatal plane crash involving one of its aircraft as authorities move to investigate the circumstances surrounding the incident. The suspension order was issued on Wednesday, April 29, 2026, by the Minister of Transport, Rizik Zakaria Hassan, who directed that the airline cease operations across the country until further notice. According to the order, the suspension is intended to allow for a comprehensive investigation into the crash, including an assessment of the human, technical, and environmental factors that may have contributed to the accident. An audit of the airline's remaining aircraft will also be conducted to verify their airworthiness and ensure compliance with safety standards. The purpose of this ministerial order is to determine the facts, coordinations, and circumstances relating to the fatal plane crash of Citylink Africa, the document states. He added that the move will also help strengthen aviation safety laws and restore confidence in air travel within the country. The decision follows a tragic incident earlier this week in which a Citylink Africa aircraft crashed approximately 20 kilometers southwest of Juba, killing all 14 people on board. Morobo County Commissioner Joseph Mawa John Okuba has dissolved the county's Tractor Management Committee that was tasked with overseeing the use of government-distributed agricultural equipment. In a provisional order number 002/2026 issued on April 28, Commissioner Mawa disbanded the body with immediate effect, citing powers conferred to him by the transitional constitution. While the order does not specify reasons for the dissolutions, such decisions are often linked to concerns over management accountability or performance in overseeing public assets. The move comes against the backdrop of ongoing efforts by the government of Central Equatorial State to boost agricultural production through the distribution of tractors and mechanized farming tools to counties. Morobo County was among the beneficiaries of state government distributed tractors, where the county received two tractors in 2023. Plans to strengthen cooperative-based economic activity and expand access to finance were discussed in Juba as South Sudan prepares to launch a national cooperative alliance next month. Officials involved said the South Sudan Cooperative Alliance, set for launch on 12 May 2026, is expected to support community enterprises, promote inclusive growth, and improve livelihoods, particularly in agriculture. The initiative aims to bring together cooperatives across the country and link them more closely to financial services. Discussion focuses on how to widen access to credit for cooperatives and agribusinesses, which remain underfunded despite their role in food production and local trade. Improving financing is seen as key to increasing output and stabilizing rural incomes in South Sudan. The talks brought together the Central Bank of South Sudan and the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security ahead of the planned launch. Acting Agriculture Minister Lily Albino Akol invited Central Bank Governor Johnny Ohisa Damian to attend the event, noting the importance of financial sector support to cooperative development. Fuel importation challenges and the need to stabilize supply dominated talks in Juba on Tuesday between government officials and a delegation from the United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. The discussion focused on easing bottlenecks affecting fuel imports, including possible licensing exemptions and faster procedures to ensure a steady flow of petroleum products into the country. The issue comes as supply disruptions continue to affect markets, raising concerns over availability and prices. The trade minister's statement said the aim is to improve coordinations and reduce delays in the import process, which has been cited as a key factor behind periodic shortages. Ensuring reliable fuel supply is seen as critical for transport, trade, and basic services across South Sudan. The meeting brought together representatives from the National Ministry of Trade and Industry and a senior ONMIS delegation led by Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General, Graham Maitlan. Trade Minister Atongkwal Manyang welcomed the engagement, noting the continued support of ONMIS to government institutions and the wider populations. She said cooperation is essential to address ongoing supply pressures. You are listening to Access Radio News. The Sudan People Liberation Movement, SPLM, South Sudan's ruling party, said Wednesday it will celebrate the 43rd anniversary of SPLA Day on May 16, even as the country faces worsening economic conditions. The annual commemorations honors the May 16, 1983 mutiny in Bor that led to the formation of the Sudan People's Liberation Army, SPLA, and the start of the country's long liberation war. SPLA Day is a national public holiday. In recent years, official celebrations have been scaled down, with party officials citing economic constraints. On May 16, 1983, a group of mutinous Sudanese army soldiers opened fire in barracks in Bor, forming the core of what became the SPLA. Colonel John Garang Dimabior was initially sent to suppress the rebellion, but instead became its leader. Speaking to reporters in Juba on Wednesday, SPLM Secretary for External Affairs Bol Makweng Yol said a high-level committee had been formed to oversee preparations for the celebrations. And in our regional news, with global pressure mounting over fuel shortages and rising energy costs, Uganda's oil sector is accelerating preparations to deliver first oil as key infrastructure nears completion at major upstream projects. At the Kingfisher Oil, more than 99% of the central processing facility is complete, with wells already drilled and ready for production. The milestone follows the successful conclusion of the first phase of the drilling campaign in February 2026, during which 18 wells were completed across three well pads. The progress signals a critical step forward in Uganda's long-awaited entry in the league of oil-producing nations. However, even as anticipation builds among industry players and the private sector, the exact date for first oil remains uncertain. And to end the news, here is the recap of the main stories once again. Citylink Africa operations suspended after plane crash. Morobo County Commissioner dissolves Tractor Management Committee. And Central Bank engages Agriculture Ministry on cooperatives. For more news, log on to our website at www.radioyei.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at Access Radio 88.8 Yei. And if there is any news story you would like Access Radio to report, call or send us a WhatsApp message on +211 927 588 870. From me and the rest of the team, I have been Emmanuel Malis Richard. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.